doing Pirkei Avot with the commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbi Tarfon Omer. You guys know Rabbi Tarfon was a Kohen. Rabbi Tarfon initially was poor. Later on he became very wealthy. Rabbi Tarfon says, "Ayom katzel v'amalacha merubam." The day is short, the task is great, v'apoalim atzelim, and the hired help is lazy, v'asachar arbeh, but there are a lot of wages to be paid, v'alabait tochek, and the employer is pressuring, he's saying, get the job done. Yes, sir?
I had a question about, I forgot to ask on Friday night. No, it's not Thursday night, about the prophet Shmuel.
So Thursday night, sorry, we got to continue. Or after class. Hayom katzir. What does it mean the day is short? Elu yumotav shel adam. That's the days of man. Shem katzirim. Short. Man's life is short. I'm 36. Seems like yesterday. Keneged haTorah she'arukah me'eretz midah u'chavah min hayam. When you look at the Torah, that's so vast. There's so much Torah to learn. And life is short. Ve'en yored l'sof. And a person that never gets to the bottom of it. Ve'zeu shamu. That's what our sages say. Yotam arbeim yom shaman Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom bar Sinai lo yashan. The 40 days Moshe was at Sinai. At the end of this week's parasha, Hashem invites Moshe up to Sinai. Those 40 days, our sages say, Moshe didn't sleep. Mashal ha'melech shamar la'avdo medot zuvim mikan v'ad le'machal. It's like a king that tells his servant, you have until tomorrow to measure out for yourself gold. Take gold you have until tomorrow. Whatever you manage to measure is yours. You have to weigh the gold. Every gold you weigh is yours. Ech yashan, you think that servant slept that night? Every minute he's sleeping has huge value. Kach amar Moshe, that's what Moshe said. Im yishan kama margaliot midvar Torah afsid. If I sleep, how many gems of Torah will I lose up here at Sinai? Alachat kama v'chama anu, bal niten shena le'inenu l'afapenu tunuma. Certainly we have to be careful not to waste time sleeping when it's unnecessary. So, the Kuzari writes that Moshe was not human in that sense. That we know the Mishnah in Tractate Shavuah says that if a person takes a vow, he won't sleep for 3 days and three nights. You flog him right away and say, get to bed. It's impossible. A human can't live 3 days and three nights without sleeping. Moshe did it 40 days and 40 nights. Right. That's not human. That's like Moshe says, I didn't eat and drink those 40 days and 40 nights I was up there. Right. It's not something we could do. Right. By the same token, we cannot succeed in learning Torah without sleeping. We can't live without sleeping. Okay, but the day is short. So we do have to take advantage of the time we have. What does it mean the workers are lazy? That's a lot of people who are lazy to learn Torah. Not here. You guys all came here nice Friday morning. It's a voluntary class and you're all here. But there are people in the world that don't come to Friday morning learning. There are people who are lazy. So the workers, he says, in general are lazy. So here he gives people over the head. He says, don't think it's just the people who don't come to learn that are lazy. You see, we thought we'd get away with saying we're okay, giving ourselves a pat on the back. He says, no, even people who are learning and they think they're being diligent, they're also lazy. The nature of man is to be lazy. Right? Nature always looks for the easy way, the path of least resistance. So that's the nature of man. If I could be in class and focus 20%, why should I focus 80%? You know, our capacity to remember is phenomenal. But in order to remember, we have to be focused. If a person focuses on what he's doing, he can't remember. You meet someone and they tell you, my name's Michael. Do you catch it? No, because you don't care. A minute later, you say to yourself, what's his name again? Then you care. And then it's gone. When we care, we can be very focused and have tremendous insight, tremendous understanding. If a person feels like the Torah is the most precious thing, they can really wrap their head around it. It's a question of focus. But nature of man is to be lazy. Ven adam nitzale mena, and no one is spared. Everyone has this weakness. Yesh marbev, yesh mamit. Only different people to different degrees. But everyone has this weakness. So That's why he says the workers are lazy. It's a question, and this is what I said earlier, is in many different commentaries. Rav Kook writes this in Orot HaTorah. Says sometimes we think that bitul Torah is when a person's not learning. He's wasting his time and not learning. He says, no, it's also a question of focus. It's also a question of level of learning. If a person's learning on one level and he could be learning on a better level, he's also wasting his time. Why is he wasting his time? So that's pretty demanding. Okay,
but
so then...
Some positives were created like that, if everyone has it. I mean, there must be some periods and times.
That's what the Magid Midovna writes, that laziness should be applied where we least apply it. Sometimes a person says, I'm going to go just take a look at that link online. Then he should be lazy. That's why he says, you know, the Magid Midovna says we're given a trait, we just have to apply it in the right places. When it comes to the improper things, suddenly it should be tough. But as it work, then he's ready to get up early. He's going to stay up late. Stay up late in shear is hard. But staying up late doing nonsense on the internet, that's when he should be lazy. That's when he should say, I'm tired. But he walks into shear, and then he's tired. So you're right. That's what the Magid Midovna says. We're granted laziness to apply it to the things we should not be doing. Now, the truth is that this is a very powerful tool. A guy's friends tell him we're going to the bar Thursday night. And he says he wants to go. So he says, no, I'd rather be learning. And then he says, but I don't have koch to learn. So he can go the middle ground. If he has the strength to learn, beautiful. But if he says, I'm going to make it an early night. If he suddenly goes to sleep early. So he can use this, and it can be a win-win situation. Rava told his students, I don't want you to be in perdition twice. Don't make this world perdition and the next world perdition. Try to do things. A, you should try to merit the world to come. And B, a person should also try, when possible, to make things good in this world. If a person can overcome their desires by doing positive things, by doing things that are pleasurable, that's great. There's no mitzvah to suffer. On the contrary. Ubal abayit tochek, and the employer is pressuring. Shalit bo'olamo sheitzaveh aleha, he is master over his world, so he can command over it. Ve'encha kepuel ha'oseh pulato bekibolet, im yaseh me'at notnino sachar mu'at, lefi cheshbon shepasku al hamlacha kala, ve'en ha'ba'alim kpedim. This is not a situation where you can say, if I work an hour, I get paid an hour. So I'll work an hour. That's not the way it works. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzaveh otcham lechet haTorah. Rabbi Tarfon kept reminding himself. He said, I am employed. I'm employed to get the job done. I cannot just say, I'll work an hour, I'll get paid an hour. And you shouldn't leave over for tomorrow what you can really accomplish today. And if one transgresses the commandment, so then Hashem takes him to task over it. A person doesn't have a right to waste time. We have to be productive. Okay, so here in Machon Meir, we always remind ourselves that part of productivity is taking time off. I always insist when I go over people's schedule that they have time for a coffee break, and they have time to make the phone calls they need, and they have time to air out. You have to be realistic in order to be productive. A person can't learn every free minute, not in the beginning. As you grow, you can get there. You'll reach a point where you won't want to be at the bus stop without a sefer. You won't want to be on a bus without the capacity to read something of Torah or listen to a shir. But that doesn't mean you're there today. Today could be you need that free time. Could be right now you need to go for a walk. You need to air out. Like the Rambam writes, like the Shulchan Aruch writes, if a person tries to learn too much and he's not up to it, so he can go crazy from his learning Torah. That can also happen. A person needs to take a break. Everyone needs a break. The Talmud tells us now Moram also needed a break. How much of a break does a person need? So every person, it changes in different stages in life. Different stages, you need different amounts of breaks, and different people at different times and different stages of growth. But breaks are important. I don't think anyone would say that Rabbi Tarfon is coming to preclude that. On the one hand, we have to be diligent. We have to make good use of our time. On the other hand, we need breaks. My recommendation is that you guys take good biographies and historical novels. Don't believe everything you read there. But a good biography or a good historical novel will very often enrich you and give you a break.